Well, today Biden tried to clear things up by saying any Russian invasion would be met with a severe economic response. Biden was like, try me, tough guy, and I'll turn your economy into ours.
Hey, wait a minute. That's similar to comedy. That was almost like a joke, and the audience even laughed a little. See how that works? You tell jokes, the audience laughs. It can't all be political indoctrination, can it? Well, almost all of it can. No doubt about it. I'm just glad to see the name Alexandra Chalupa back in the news. Remember this Chalupa woman? She was in the news once before. And they are becoming increasingly dangerous to a constitutional republic, the Democrat Party and the left, increasingly dangerous to a free and open society. And boy, that is no joke. Let me tell you something. This Rasmussen poll, have you seen the Rasmussen poll? Somehow it got by me completely, and I didn't spot it until yesterday, and I delved into this poll, and it's quite extraordinary what the Democrats, you know, talking about putting people in prison for choosing to be unvaccinated. They don't believe in choice, you know, my body, my choice. That was just a joke. That has to do with the organ harvest, which they admire very much. They like the organ harvest more than just about anything, I think. Pretty amazing stuff, these guys. And they honestly, the percentage, the numbers of Democrats, the portion of Democrats that would we're going to have concentration camps based on this poll because the left is here and they're not liberals. Let me just assure you of this. Very, very crazy. The Washington Post attacking Robert F. Kennedy Jr. coming to town with people who are, according to the Washington Post, anti-vax. See, they're anti-vaxxers. A different Kennedy, the anti-vaxxer, is coming to march on Washington this weekend. Speaking of which, today is the March for Life in Washington, D.C., the annual pro-life march, which the Washington Post naturally calls the anti-abortion march because they're pro-death, anti-life. And they like to call you anti instead of pro. The pro-life movement is pro-life. The Democrats call them anti-choice or something like that, anti-abortion. But the big march is today, and you may remember it was a few years ago when Nick Sandman and the nice people from Covington Catholic School in Covington, Kentucky, nice Catholic high school with nice people, came to Washington for the March for Life. And Nick Sandman bought a baseball cap at a sidewalk stand along the mall, Make America Great Again, red baseball cap, and he put that on. He was standing with his classmates on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial when Chief Cheekbones came up with his little drum. Hey-ho, hey-ho, yeah. And Nick Sandman stood there. Remember that? And MSNBC said that there's something intimidating about just standing there. That's what they said on MSDNC. Because they're really mentally unstable, I think almost all of them. Mentally unstable. They're gender unstable. They're mentally unstable. You know, their friends go and rob places like Burger King's and shoot the cashier in New York. Their friends just out of wherever they're just out of going and stab 24-year-old girls at furniture stores in Los Angeles and kill them. And you know, then they let them out on bail again, you know, because low bail, as low as possible because bail is racist or something like that. Pretty amazing stuff. So we got a lot going on here today, and Hunter Biden, a Hunter Biden update as well. These numbers from the Rasmussen poll made me go slack-jawed yesterday. I started cutting and pasting and texting these stats to friends and threads that I'm on, you know, well, with friends pretty much every day. These numbers are alarming, startling, disturbing, frightening. The Democrat Party, you see, as I've been saying for some time now, the Democratic Party isn't, just like friendly fire isn't. The Democratic Party isn't, and they're increasingly, disturbingly authoritarian. And I want to get to that coming up shortly. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. And there is a bit of Hunter Biden stuff. And the Olympics, did you see at the Olympics the journalists that are going to China, communist China, for the Olympics, where the Wuhan came from, from the city of Wuhan, the Wuhan Red Death, where they have the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Have any more clues? Journalists are bringing burner phones and burner laptops because they've been informed by their corporate IT security people that the communists will infiltrate their computers and their phones. They'll put worms in there, worms, you know, more than just cookies, and that they have to destroy their phones and laptops when they leave China because of communism. Because that's what communists are about. That's what the left is. They're criminals and thieves. They have been for 100 years, in case you missed the 20th century and haven't heard anything about it. That's the book on them. And then there's the book on the Democrat Party. Let's start the clock ticking at 1861 with the Democrat Party and go forward to today. Pretty amazing stuff. So we got a lot of good stuff and vitally important information. Robert Reich of the Clinton / Democrat world, also in a little bit of he said that Kyrsten Sinema should get the back of their head. The Democrats should have lined her up and all slugged her, smacked her. They should have given her the backs of their hands. See, plural, Democratic senators. So that'd be, let me see, 48 senators, I guess, maybe 49, would have to line up and physically strike Kyrsten Sinema because she didn't vote with the Democrats. And then the gulags will be coming. We're going to need camps, according to the Rasmussen poll, because the Democrats are so close to being fascists that they have no clue. They have no idea. Just amazing. Also in Chicago, getting ready for more looting. You should expect more looting because a police officer that shot a crazy person attacking the police and was sent to prison may be released from prison pretty much on schedule with other criminals. And so the Democrats have come out and they said, well, you better not because, you know, we're going to come out and loot you again because this is today's Democrat Party. It's the party that's pro-criminal, anti-police, pro-looting, pro-arson. That's today's Democrat Party. This is the Democratic Party isn't. All right, let's get to some Lunch Bucket Joe because, you know, yesterday we had a lot of stuff to get to because the Democrats always give us too much stuff for a three-hour show. Really need a 4 to 5 hour show every day if we're going to get out there and scratch that surface. But too much crazy, too little time. At his press conference on Wednesday where Joe Biden made all kinds of gaffes and made a fool of himself and made matters worse. And if last week was his worst week ever, then this week might get the silver medal. And might be first, you know, a transgender medal, something like that. Biden's speech elicits an uproar. Washington Post lead story front page. Allies unnerved by remarks on Ukraine. A scramble to emphasize nation's sovereignty ensues. And Lunch Bucket Joe, let's get to Lunch Bucket Joe because, you know, the president of Ukraine, who, you know, gave his son that great $1 million a year no-show job, was a and his son's buddy, Devin Archer, with the $1 million a year no-show job. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Well, my dad's the vice president. I got, you know, $1 million a year no-show jobs halfway around the world. I don't have to do anything for it. They just send me checks because my dad's the vice president. And that's okay with the Washington Post and the New York Times because they're spectacularly dishonest and corrupt individually and collectively. Now, the Republicans taking over Congress, presumably next January after the elections this November, will begin to investigate that. And they said they're going to call Hunter Biden to testify. They'll object, and the news media will object. Not like that January 6th thing, you know, because that's something else. All right, so let's go to soundbite numero uno, as the DNC says. Joe Biden at his press conference on Wednesday. Oh, he stood for so long. It was so impressive. He was mighty and strong like Chairman Mao. And Joe Biden, is his next trip, I think he's going to go swim the width of the Yangtze River in Wuhan and have a photo up there in black and white, just like Chairman Mao. So here's Joe Biden on Wednesday, where he started the trouble that now made its way to the front page of the Washington Post 2 days later because, you know, of the uproar. There was an uproar. Joe Biden.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion, and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, et cetera.
Minor incursion. I have to find out what to do. Minor incursion, only invaded a portion of the country. You know, we'd have to debate what to do and what not to do. You wouldn't want to get all caught up in who killed who. And that was kind of the crux of the episode, was the minor incursion. And it depends. You know, we may not want to respond too harshly if it's a minor incursion after all, because, you know, we should have, was it? We had somebody tweeted at us earlier, right, Michael? Said, what is a minor incursion mostly peaceful? And I think that according to Democrat standards, yeah, you know, we had some looting in Washington, D.C. last night at a high-end store. They always like to say high-end if the Bidens are related to it or something. Now, minor incursion is, now, we should have T-shirts, I'd say. But I think a minor incursion is mostly peaceful. I think you'd have to describe it because it's minor. It's an incursion. Come on. It's, you know, like Joe Biden's assault on Tara Reid, for example. His sexual assault with his hands and his fingers on Tara Reid, who was a staffer of his at the time. Just a minor incursion. And the news media swept that under the rug for him, didn't they? Yes, they did. Pretty amazing. So it's become kind of a catchphrase. And maybe we already have our mostly peaceful T-shirts at the Chris Plant store, mostly peaceful coffee mugs. We have disobey, our disobey hats and shirts and mugs. Maybe we should have minor incursion. If it's just a minor incursion, then maybe it'd be no big deal. Here's Lunch Bucket Joe. Liz Cheney says Biden's minor incursion remark makes allies think we will not stand up to defend freedom. That's because we will not stand up to defend freedom. We might stand up to defend the military-industrial complex. Joe Biden is a warmonger from way back, you know. The Obama-Biden administration bombed more countries than any administration since World War II. That's been swept under the rug, too. No problem when you're a Democrat. Tara Reid, no problem when you're a Democrat. All of the gaffes and the missteps, no problem when you're a Democrat. Mitch McConnell, problem. That's a problem. Left out the word all. Therefore, racists. The lynch mob is loose again. Joe Biden on Wednesday. So you said it's a minor incursion. Minor and wouldn't lead to sanctions. What's up with that?
I wanted to follow up briefly on a question asked by Bloomberg. You said that Russia would be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion, and we end up having to fight about what to do and what not to do. Are you saying that a minor incursion by Russia into Ukrainian territory would not lead to the sanctions that you have threatened? Or are you effectively giving Putin permission to make a small incursion into the country?
Good question.
Oh, that's a good question.
So it did sound like, didn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's because that's what you said. See, you said that. Now, when Mitch McConnell said something and he's being barbecued for it, you, on the other hand, get a nice little softball. I would like to help clean this up for you in the press conference. Joe Biden in the big press conference.
That decision is totally, solely, completely a Putin decision. And I suspect it matters which side of the bed he gets up on in the morning as to exactly what he's going to do.
What he's going to do, which side of the bed he gets up on. So really, it's, you know, a little of this, little of that, cum si, cum sa. Joe Biden trying to clean it up.
I've been absolutely clear with President Putin. He has no misunderstanding. If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion. Let there be no doubt at all that if Putin makes this choice, Russia will pay a heavy price.
Heavy price. Sanctions. They're going to be sanctions. Then Kamala, not a bright one. She thought she was being helpful, too, when she said this.
If Putin takes aggressive action, we are prepared to levy serious and severe costs, period.
Yeah, and when the levy breaks, we got no place to go. That's Kamala. She's trying real hard to do a good job, but she's not very good at any of this at all. Lester Holt on NBC News tried to be a journalist for just a minute.
Do you offer at least that he was being inarticulate when he made the comments he did?
He was being inarticulate.
Lester, what I offer is that he has made his views very clear. The president of Russia is on notice.
Ron Klain, the White House chief of staff, some say the real president of the United States. Yeah, he's been perfectly clear, which is why the whole team is out there trying to clean it up, because he was so clear. He came out and held a little thing to try to clean it up. Then they put Ron Klain on TV to try to clean it up. And they trotted out Kamala, who can see the craters on the moon with her own eyes. and has actors flown in from California for her fake little video things like North Korea. And, we've been very clear, heavy cost. We believe you now. So here come the Russian tanks. Hey, you thinking about those credit cards you used over the holidays, piling up debt on those things? Thinking about the interest rates they're charging you? Have you looked lately? Lower your interest rates and save a whole lot of money with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and your excellent credit. And there are no fees for you. You can even get your money as soon as the day that you apply. Just for my listeners, you apply right now, get a special interest rate discount, save even more of your hard-earned money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. LightStream.com/PLANTE. A free vowel on the end. Subject to your good credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires your excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. There it is. I'm telling you, Lunch Bucket Joe and the whole gang out there tried to clean it up while telling us, oh no, he was very clear in what he said. Very clear. Sure he was. That's why everybody's out there cleaning it up. Wait till you hear what the Democrats think about the unvaccinated. Are concentration camps in our future?
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, it's Chris Plant inviting you to join me and other listeners for our August 22 Alaskan Sea Cruise. It's an all-inclusive trip of a lifetime with yours truly. Join me and meet new friends. Get all the details at chrisplantcruise.com. That's chrisplantcruise.com.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, in Chicago, the Democrats are threatening to loot and sack and plunder because a police officer might make parole. WGN in Chicago with the story, activists, that means radical left-wing terrorists, demand soon-to-be-released Jason Van Dyke face federal charges. Now, former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, whose fatal shooting of black teen Laquan McDonald, who is totally doped up and attacking police officers at the time, put the city at the center of a national debate about race and law enforcement, will be released from prison early next month. On Thursday, community activists, meaning radical terrorists, announced their desire to see federal prosecutors bring charges against Van Dyke, double jeopardy, calling on the Magnificent Mile Association, that's like the Rodeo Drive of Chicago with all the high-end stores, to pressure the judicial system. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And one of the radicals says with the group, he said, we don't want to see Cartier being vandalized or watch Burberry and Louis, you know, Louis Vuitton. That goes against what we believe in. So he's openly threatening Cartier, Burberry, and Louis Vuitton. And he goes on to say, it shouldn't take for folks to step up and fight, to step up and lock arms, and businesses to lose money and riots and all of that, he said. It shouldn't take that for us to get some time of justice in Chicago.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, old Joe Biden Joe, you see yesterday in Salt today, woman, a female reporter. And that's okay because he's a Democrat and because of Tara Reid and all that. But if President, and I went and I looked up, President Trump said to Abby Phillip of CNN that she asked a stupid question and the news media became furious and a thousand stories and all of this. But when Joe Biden does it, it's okay. And besides, she was a Fox reporter, so that changes everything, doesn't it? And it was Jackie, what's that, Henrique, something like that. And she was at the White House, asked Joe Biden, you know, what you're like waiting for Biden to make the first move. What's up with that? And Joe Biden didn't like the question, told her she had a stupid question.
Are you waiting on Putin to make the first move, sir?
What a stupid question. What a stupid question. You remember President Trump said this to a CNN reporter. CNN reporter asked him a question. President Trump said, that's a stupid question. The exact same response. That's a stupid question. Precisely the same words in the same sequence. It sounded like this when President Trump did it.
Do you expect Matt Whitaker to be involved in the Russia probe? Do you want him to?
That's up to him.
Do you want him to rein in Robert Mueller?
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
Yeah, that was Abby Phillip of CNN. Do you want the Attorney General to rein in the special counsel Mueller looking into you? If he had said yes, they would have accused him of committing a crime and tried to impeach him for saying yes. So Abby Phillip was there to try to trap him, to ensnare him. He realized that she was there trying to ensnare him and trap him. He said, that's a stupid question, but you ask a lot of stupid questions. The news media wet their pants over that moment. Joe Biden yesterday said to a Fox News reporter, a woman, that's a stupid question. And no reaction from the press at all. Crickets from them because they're fine with that. You know how they are. Just amazing. Man, oh, Manischewitz. Let's get to Caitlin Collins here, who is also CNN. She asked Joe Biden about a year ago, it was last June, so not quite a year, but asked about Putin and is Putin going to change his behavior? And Biden barked at her and yelled at her, what the hell? You know, he almost slapped her. Joe Biden.
Why are you so confident he'll change his behavior, Mr. President?
Yeah, I'm not confident he'll change his behavior. What do you do all the time? So when did I say I was confident?
I said,
let's get it straight. I said what will change their behavior is if the rest of the world reacts to them and it diminishes their standing in the world. I'm not confident of anything. I'm just stating the fact.
He's not confident of anything. That makes sense. You shouldn't be confident of anything. You're overconfident, if anything. And that's what the hell? And he walked back and he's wagging his finger at her and pointing at her and growling and snarling at her. You know, the get off my lawn metaphor has already been overused to the point where it's been worn down to a nub with Joe Biden. But he's a grumpy, crotchety old man. And oh, yeah, I can't wait to get to that, too, because that's a funny thing. Caitlin Collins.
But given his past behavior has not changed, and in that press conference, after sitting down with you for several hours, he denied any involvement in cyber attacks. He downplayed human rights abuses. He even refused to say Alexei Navalny's name. So how does that account to a constructive meeting as President Putin?
You don't understand that. You're in the wrong business.
If you don't understand that, you're in the wrong business. Shut up and get away from me. That's get off my south lawn. It's pretty amazing. This is our president. He's the president of the United States. Not a problem. When you're a Democrat, not a thing. Not a problem. Also, I mentioned the Chicago story where the so-called activists are now threatening. We don't want to see Cartier being vandalized or watch Burberry and Louis. He just says Louis, you know, Louis Vuitton. Goes against what we believe in. And he's like straightening his tie and, you know, squirming around like an Italian gangster. It shouldn't take for folks to step up and fight, to step up and lock arms, and businesses to lose money and riots and all of that, said the this is a left-wing activist in Chicago, and they're demanding that the police officer who's about to be paroled from after being sent to prison for shooting a criminal on the street who was attacking the police, is he shot him too many times. You know, that was the problem. Chris, it's pretty easy to fire 16 rounds out of a Glock. If you've never tried that, it takes about 2 seconds. And when somebody's attacking you, no, he wasn't attacking. You know, he was just leaning. He was just starting the lunge. And he was about 1 second away, and he was drugged up, and he had already attacked police and a police car. But never mind that. So these guys are now threatening to loot and vandalize Chicago and the Magnificent Mile and the Louis Vuitton and the Cartier because, you know, that's what they do. They're the left, and it's okay. It's fine. The this story in the Washington Post yesterday was hilarious, kind of. It buried in their story about Joe Biden was what people say was a focus group that was asked, a Democrat focus group that was asked about Joe Biden and did like a word association thing with him. I've got that for you. That's coming up. It's absolutely crazy. I'll look on to some other because these people are nuts. And I tell you, I've got friends. I've got some friends in town here and there. And I got a talking to a friend. And let's just say my friend is in very well connected to federal law enforcement in Washington, D.C. And there is a Secret Service officer, Uniform Division Secret Service officer, was required to get the COVID vaccine, as a condition of continued employment because, you know, the Biden people, right? Well, he had a bad reaction to the COVID vaccine. And he ended up at Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins with, you know, they have this big medical network and all that. Johns Hopkins diagnosed him with a COVID vaccine injury, right? A COVID vaccine injury. And because they said, well, it's not the COVID that is the problem. It's the vaccine that created the problem with you. And this happens in a certain number of cases. The Democrats and the media like to deny this and bury it. But Johns Hopkins, you know, they're not exactly in the political game either, except on the wrong side occasionally. So the COVID vaccine injury is what he was diagnosed with by Johns Hopkins. And then the Department of Labor, he had to appeal it because now he's injured. They accepted his claim for a work-related injury, the Department of Labor. Then the Secret Service, the Human Resources Department, they denied his claim, okay? And they said, well, you know, we'll go back to the Department of Labor and ask them. So now he's getting the runaround big time. But the officer who's just been knocked on his butt by the bad reaction to the vaccine that isn't going away has already used up all of his annual sick leave, and now he's going to be placed on leave without pay, without pay. Now he's got 4 kids and all that, and now they're saying, well, too bad. You know, you did, it's like, you know, face it, Flounder, you screwed up, you trusted us. And this is, you know, Uniform Division Secret Federal Law Enforcement. They're heroes, then they're not heroes, then they're heroes, then they're not heroes, you remember? And pretty amazing story because this is the country that we live in with the crazy Democrats. You know, did you hear Howard Stern? Howard Stern has gone kind of crazy, apparently, he's been on a jag about the vaccine. He's hiding at home and he's afraid to go out. And a lot of people have lost their minds, I think, during the course of this communist plague released out of Wuhan, China. Well, let's go to soundbite number 19. Howard Stern he's got a satellite radio show, of course, and they pay him extraordinary gobs of money. And he's always been a funny and smart guy. But this Wuhan has apparently gotten to his brain, and he thinks that people that refuse to be vaccinated for whatever reason, they don't care what reason, should be denied hospital care.
If it was up to me, anyone unvaccinated would not be admitted to a hospital. At this point, they've been given plenty of opportunity to get the vaccine.
That's right. You've been given plenty of opportunity to get the vaccine. Well, what if you're pregnant or have pre-existing conditions or have shown a sensitivity to vaccines in the past? Or, you know, is there anything that might dissuade you from this position? Apparently, the answer is no.
There's enough Americans now have taken it. Look at us as a sampling. Nothing has happened to us. It's time for you to get it. Now, if you don't get it, in my America, all hospitals would be closed to you. You're going to go home and die.
That's right. You can go home and die. In my America. See, now, that stops being funny. I don't know what happens to these people. They turn into David Letterman and Stephen Colbert and, And now even Howard Stern, who has always been irreverent and anti-establishment and nonconformist, and now listen to him. I mean, it's completely and utterly insane that he would say things like this, but there he is saying things like that, maybe he's starved for attention. But that brings me to a poll from the Rasmussen Organization, which actually was released on January 13th, and now it's January 21st, and so that's a week ago, but somehow I missed it. COVID-19, colon, Rasmussen loves their colons. Democratic voters support harsh measures against unvaccinated. Harsh measures is an understatement, I think. But listen to this. While many voters have become skeptical toward the federal government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, in Great Britain and the Czech Republic and even Starbucks, I was reading the stories yesterday, they're lifting the mandates because they've realized a lot of things that apparently the Democrats in America have not realized. They get their news from all the wrong sources, CNN and MSNBC and the Washington Post and the New York Times. So while many voters have become skeptical toward federal government's response to COVID-19 pandemic, a majority of Democrats embrace restrictive policies, including punitive measures against those who haven't gotten the COVID-19 vaccine. See how Howard Stern says this, and then you poll the Democrats, and this is off the charts. This is like nothing I've ever seen. The new Heartland Institute and Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 48% of voters favor President Joe Biden's plan to impose COVID-19 vaccine mandate on employees of large companies and government agencies. Now, includes 33% who strongly favor. Now, let me get into the guts of this. 55% of Democrats support fines, that is fines, you know, hundreds of dollars, presumably, for the unvaccinated. You should be fined. 59% of Democrats, a greater percentage, nearly 6 in 10 of Democrats, support strict home confinement. That is to say, house arrest for people that are unvaccinated. Now, they would make exceptions for emergencies. You know, if somebody's having a heart attack, I guess the ambulance could take them away. Nearly 6 in 10, strict home confinement. That is house arrest for people who are unvaccinated. 48% of Democrats believe that federal and state governments should be able to fine or imprison individuals, listen to this now, who publicly question, I'm quoting now, who publicly question the efficacy of existing COVID vaccines on social media, TV, radio, or online digital publications. So if I question the efficacy on the radio, I could face imprisonment. This is literally what the poll finds. The Democratic Party isn't. This is not Democratic stuff. This is not Western stuff. This is fascist. This is authoritarian stuff. And they say anybody that questions the efficacy, state and federal government should be able to put you in prison if you question the efficacy. These are word crimes, speech crimes. The Democrat Party, prison for saying things. This is that the Democratic Party disagrees with. 45% of Democrats favor governments requiring people to temporarily live in designated facilities or locations if they refuse to get vaccinated. Now, what is that? Designated facilities designated by the state. So we're now talking about like camps, concentration camps, containment areas. 47% favor a government tracking program for the unvaccinated. And 29% of Democrats would support temporarily removing parents' custody of their children if the parents refuse to take the COVID vaccine. Now, there's nothing Democratic about any of this. Nothing Democratic about any of this at all. Not even close to being Democratic. This is much closer to being fascist than it is to being Democratic. It is absolutely authoritarian, unambiguously authoritarian. And these numbers are as disturbing as any poll numbers as I've ever seen in my life. And it's today's Democrat Party. They're not liberals. They're the left. All right? Prison is what they're talking about here. For crimes, speech crimes against the party and the party line. This is George Orwell. This is Joseph Stalin. This is Chairman Mao. This is not liberalism at all. And they don't believe in freedom of choice unless it's, of course, harvesting the organs of your children. Take children away from their parents if they're unvaccinated. Send them to designated facilities, i.e. concentration camps. That's the language, designated facilities for the unvaccinated. Okay? And if you question the efficacy, they say prison should be an option. This is that 48% of Democrats said prison should be an option if you question the efficacy of the vaccines. That is not a Democratic Party at all. Hey, if you're a small business owner, you're probably busy enough, I'm thinking, at this point in history. You don't have time to deal with the hassle of going to the post office and waiting in traffic and waiting in line and parking and all that stuff. With Stamps.com, you can skip the trip and never waste another dollar or another minute, because Stamps.com lets you print official U.S. postage right from your computer at home, at the office. So you can spend less time going to the post office and waiting in line, more time running your business. Good idea, huh? Stamps.com saves you time, saves you money, and eliminates all this unnecessary stress, too. For more than 20 years now, Stamps.com has been indispensable to more than 1 million businesses nationwide. Stamps.com gives you access to the post office and UPS shipping right from your computer. You can get discounts, too, that you're not going to find anyplace else, up to 40% off postal service and up to 76% off of UPS rates. Save time, save money. Make your business run more efficiently this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with the promo code PLANT, that's me, P-L-A-N-T-E, for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale with no long-term commitments or contracts. You just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, enter the code PLANT, P-L-A-N-T-E. Yeah, so that's that is absolutely berserk, this Rasmussen poll. Today's Democratic Party isn't. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So yeah. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Now, in keeping with the put people in prison for speech crimes against the party, a Clinton administration official, Alexandra Chalupa, which is kind of like a taco, has said that Tucker Carlson needs to be prosecuted as an unregistered agent of the Russian Federation and treason under Article 3, Section 3, Clause 1 of the Constitution for aiding an enemy with hybrid warfare against the United States. And I think that's because Tucker Carlson asked an obvious question that's on the minds of millions of Americans about Biden and Putin. But they are fascists. Chalupa is a fascist. She's a communist. She's an authoritarian. Let's go to Sid, calling from Los Angeles, California. El Cid, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
I have another analogy I have about you. My meeting is always talking about cleaning up on aisle 5 for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I have a bit comparing it to a nursing home that our patients have soiled themselves, and the staff has to come clean them up.
Well, that's a story of Joe Biden's life has been for quite some time, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. Sad, but true.
How about cleanup
in Pennsylvania. Yeah, clean up on Pennsylvania. Yeah, we got a lot of background noise going on to your phone. I think you might be on a speakerphone or something like that. But Sid in Los Angeles, California. Yeah, Joe Biden is a constant cleanup for him. Yeah, but these guys, here's Alexandra Chalupa, a giant taco in loafers, and she thinks Tucker Carlson needs to be prosecuted. But that's not surprising, because 48% of Democrats think that people should be prosecuted for questioning the party.
Oh!
former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.